Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
PK Subban joins us now. PK, your intro music was deep cover. You would have loved it.
Really?
Yes. That's one of the most underrated.
Can we ramp it up again?
Yeah, JT, just play it again.
Let's just pretend like we're starting.
Yeah, we got to play it again. Okay.
This is one of the most underrated rap songs ever, I think.
Let me hear.
That's old Snoop and Dr. Dre.
Yep. You got to play that. You got to play that when you just want to get grindy and nasty on the road. And I think I might have to put that song on in the room today.
Right? You've got to
might have to get a little grimy and nasty on the road.
You've got to get grimy and nasty tonight in Denver, right?
Oh, no, you have to. You have to. There's no question. No question.
Well, I love the quotes from you earlier this week. Hey, when you go on the road, it doesn't have to be pretty. There's no style points. Matter of fact, it can be really ugly on the road as long as you get the 2 points.
Yeah, I prefer for it to be ugly. You know, we're a really good team. We're a really good team. We score highlight reel goals. We've seen Forsberg do it. We've seen other guys do it. But I look forward to the ones where it's just hand-to-hand combat all game, and you're just in one. It's just a battle. And those games are fun to win, too, because that's what it takes to be a top team in the league. So I look forward to it today.
Well, you're going out there in about 3.5 hours, and you've got me pumped, man. I'm ready to go. I'm just going to have that.
I got Yossi.
Yeah.
I got Yossi sitting right beside me, and he's got this game face on. Probably the scariest I've seen his face look in a long time.
Yeah. Wow, that face, it's hard to make it look scary.
I know. The women will not agree with you there.
I disagree. I think his face is kind of scary most of the time, but it looks really scary right now. He's ready to go. No, I'm just kidding. He's a good looking guy.
That was a tough series against Colorado in the playoffs last year, and here you guys are matching up early this season. Their top line is really a handful.
Yeah, you know what? They are. They're a very good line, and I think that for the most part, it's either Yosinelli or myself or Ecky that tries to get them. But, you know, this is a challenge for our whole hockey group now because we're on the road and we don't get the last change, so everybody's going to play against them, and it's everybody's got to step up and D-zone and as forwards, making sure we have that high guy in the slot as an F3 to make sure that when the puck turns over, we have guys back. So all those things are going to be important today.
How have you guys been so good on the road this season?
Just keeping things simple. I think not trying to complicate things and just realizing that we need to play to our strengths and to win on the road. It can't be a pretty game. You know, it usually isn't. So when you go into somebody's building, you know, teams take pride and they don't want anybody to walk away from their, you know, from their building with 2 points. So, you know, they lock it down defensively. And I think we've understood that for us to get success on the road, it's got to be ugly and you got to chip pucks in and do all the hard work.
You mentioned Forsberg, 10 goals, 14 games, RV 8 and 12. Man, Joey with 13 assists so far, 8 primaries. He just watching him right now, he's just in one of those zones, PK. It just looks like Magic Johnson back with the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah, I get that. I understand it. But the other day I called him Otsi when we were in the locker room, and he kind of looked at me with 4 heads. I don't think he realized why I was saying that, because he does remind me a lot of Adam Oates, the way he can find guys on the ice, and he has the ability to make guys better. When you're a number one centerman in the league and you're as big as he is, to be able to be that mobile and have that vision, be able to skate as well as he does everything well, but he makes, you have to have the ability to make guys around you better, and he does that.
Did Pekka Rinne have the best birthday in history last week?
Well, out of the 36 years, I'm sure that has to rank up there with one of his top ones. So,
how cool to know he'll be on this team for 2 more years after this year.
Yeah, I think that everybody was really excited to hear that he'd be back for another 2 years. And, you know, for him, obviously how long he's played in the league, you know, we understand what he means to this franchise and this organization, and to know he's going to be back for another 2 years is very, very exciting for us.
Playing in Denver tonight, is that altitude thing like a real thing that has to be dealt with?
Yes. 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 Very much real. It sucks. But it's also a fun building to play in. They got great fans that have energy, and but the altitude is real. That's why I haven't really missed a pregame skate here in a long time, because I like to get my legs going and try to adapt the best way that I can.
Is there some kind of secret to adapting to that quickly enough to play well and compensate for it?
Oh, 100%. I think what you want to do is just try to hydrate as much as you can, because, you know, with the altitude, you get dehydrated a lot faster than usual, and especially coming off of a flight. So just try to double your hydration and drink as much as you can and bring a lot of chapstick.
There you go, secrets.
Oh, man. PK Subban with us from Denver Preds and Avalanche tonight in Denver at 9 o'clock. And it's on NBC Sports Network. We'll be watching. And you and Yossi, go out there, man. Hand-to-hand combat. All right?
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys next Monday.
See you, buddy. All right. PK Subban, at PK Subban 1 if you need him.
A lot of chapstick kits. Go to Denver. You bring chapstick.
And what did he say? That
JT didn't take any dang chapstick out there, and his trip was a mess. The Broncos lost, missed his ghost tour.
I was putting chapstick on my knuckles.
I was wondering where that was going for a second.
I heard the first syllable. Yeah. I don't think it goes there, JT.
On the knuckles either.
What did he say? That Yossi had a menacing look or nasty? His face looked nasty? What did he say?
He can't look nasty. Yeah, I don't know. Just some word that his face can't look like.
All the women love Yossi, man. Every 100% of women in Nashville love Roman Yossi.
The women in Nashville love this guy.